This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back. It's the second half of the Eric Stewart Show, and this is our Senior Solutions segment where Helen Flynn joins me. She is our queen, our ambassador for the Senior Solutions segment, and also works in our Seniors Real Estate Specialty Group. And in case you're not familiar with that whole concept, if you have too much stuff and you've been in your house for 25 or 30 years, you're probably looking at downsizing. Is that fair to say? You probably have too much stuff. You probably need to downsize. Maybe you want to go to one level living, or maybe you want to move to something bigger. Doesn't matter. But when it comes to disseminating what we have and trying to make a transition, it's good to have somebody who not only is an expert at selling homes for top dollar, but is sensitive to how you walk through that and can guide you well. And guess who can do that well? Miss Helen Flynn. How are you, Mrs. Helen Flynn?
I'm doing great. How are you, Eric?
Good. What do you got for us today? Some pithy insight for us?
Pithy insights. You know, we had a family celebration a couple of weeks ago, and it was just a small gathering, but the general comment was, it's so good to celebrate something. Seems like it's been a very long Lent since last March, and we postponed celebrating things, so it just seemed really good to be with family and have a joyful occasion. It made me think I'm going to look for those occasions to celebrate milestones, stop putting things off, to really enjoy the moment, enjoy the little things. And then I started thinking about what is really important. What are the things that are important? The things versus the people, the events versus the collections. And it just led to a whole stream of consciousness that went right back to real estate, where I visit people who've been in a home for 30, 40, I think the record was 60 years.
Wow.
And the things that we collect often have a lot of meaning, a lot of emotional energy attached to them. And it's so easy to not recognize that when we're working with someone. And I know it happened to me years ago where an agent just said, well, get rid of this or get rid of that. And it was something that had value to me on a different level. And it just kind of grated a little bit. And so I'm really conscious of that when I see something in a house. And you and I have seen just about everything in houses as we've gone along. And we don't know the history behind it. But often there is quite a history behind some of the things that we see in a house that maybe our stager wouldn't recommend putting in a house. It's a little bit of respect and of getting into the mind and heart of our clients to recognize that something may have tremendous value to them that may not fit the get your home ready to sell. So just some thoughts on taking the time to appreciate what we have, taking the time to get rid of some things that we don't need, and celebrating the good stuff.
Helen, you come on the show and I feel like you've just breathed life into me. So thank you. Thank you for that. I think that the celebration of life, that seems to be a constant part of my COVID life now, is let me spend time with each of my children. I have a very focused now attendance. A lot of it's Zoom, right? Because I've got a son in LA. I've got a daughter in Alabama. I've got a daughter in Massachusetts, and now a son in Tennessee, and now I've got one daughter at home, and they're all spread out. And now maybe I would have done it before, but I don't know. Zoom has become ubiquitous with the COVID environment and communication. Would you agree?
I would. And, you know, letter writing and picking up the telephone mean an awful lot, particularly to seniors. The isolation that people have experienced is tremendous. And the pace has changed that we're all going at. Mm-hmm. And Zoom is great. And it probably will be something you look back on with your kids and say, that was really neat. We probably wouldn't have had that much of a connection other than the Zoom and making time for it. But by the same thing, we need to do the phone call, do the letter. And I just remembered I had a FaceTime part of a consult this week with a 93-year-old lady. And I was so proud of her. She had that tablet going, and we just had a great conversation. And it was, that wouldn't have happened a year ago.
And when you come into a market like we are, here it is October, and we are at the swing of the seasons, as I like to call it. We are at this point about 4.5 to 5 months away from the start of the spring market next year. We are recommending to our listeners that they have one of our team come out and look at their home about what needs to get done, where a dollar can be put in to get $2 back, and also maybe just how to go through the process of preparing mentally for that shift. I call it crossing a bridge from one house to the other. You got to get the energy up to get over that bridge. And having a good real estate agent such as yourself come in, talk about what needs to get done, talk about how to get it done and where to go, where the resources, really important step. Even if you're a couple years out, I encourage you to reach out to Helen and Kathy and Steve and Jim and Debbie and the rest of our team here at the Eric Stewart Group. We are endorsed local providers by Dave Ramsey. You can trust if Dave's been endorsing us for 12 years, and you've probably heard as well that Mark Levin is endorsing us. And again, that's an unpaid kindness of Mark to just encourage our business, which I'm grateful for. So we would love to meet with you and give you a market evaluation, tell you what to do to get your home ready. Go ahead and call us today at 1-800-900-9104. Again, 800-900-9104. Grace or Louise or one of our team will get your information and set up a time for us to come out and see you. If you prefer to go online, you can do so at ericstewartgroup.com, ericstewartgroup.com. Helen, let's transition a bit here and chat about the recent sales that you've had. What has been your experience as a home seller's agent, as the listing agent?
In terms of, oh my goodness, there have been multiple offers, but there has also been on the part of some buyers getting caught up in the frenzy and bidding and bidding and bidding, and then having some buyer's remorse, being inexperienced or not guided well by an agent, and discovering that they may have bid off more than they could chew, let's say, with a house that is being sold as is. It is so exciting when a buyer wins a contract or wins and gets their first house. It is just a delight when that happens. And that happened recently with one of my clients. And she had almost given up on finding a house herself. And it was just as if the waters parted and this house was meant to be hers. And that's just such a joy in this business. Watching people go through that reality of, oh my goodness, now I have sold my house. Now I'm really moving. It's really happening. And then a little bit of panic can set in as to, do I really want to do this? And where am I going? And what am I taking? And all of that sets in. And things are moving so fast now that that time period between putting your house on the market and actually selling it has shrunk to a couple of days. And it doesn't give the seller that time to ease through the process and say, okay, it's for sale, and then get comfortable with the sold.
Got it. Helen Flynn, thank you so much for joining us. If you need advice on how to go through that process, give us a call today at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. I'm Eric Stewart, and we'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.